Welcome to WGIL Galesburg Live. Now, this week's host, Eric Hansen.
My guest, Sean Kistler, this morning.
Good morning.
Galesburg musician for over 30 years. He doesn't look it. A little gray on the side, just like me.
Low stress.
In the rock band, Dry does solo gigs too, has a gig tonight.
Absolutely.
For the 45th anniversary recognition and celebration. The American Legion in Monmouth tonight. Sean Kistler is our guest. You might know his mom. She was a teacher for years at Lombard.
Yeah.
You might know his bass player, Jim Morgan. Is Jim still over there?
Jim is Nissan? Yeah, he's the service manager at Nissan.
Let's talk about that. How many years did you go? I mean, because the ultimate goal of being a musician is I just want to do this for a living. This is how I want to get paid. I don't want to have to work a real job.
No.
But you had to do the real job thing. Where were the first real jobs? Take us through a couple of those.
In high school, I worked at McDonald's.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Remember the work program where you could get out early and, of course, you'd have to go straight to work?
I did McDonald's in Arizona, yeah.
Oh, yeah. I did McDonald's for quite a few years. And then let's see, what else did I do? Actually, I worked for Bill Reeves down at the same place where Music Makers is.
Yeah.
Bill had BJ's Music. I was there for probably, I don't know, 6 or 7 years.
Were you teaching there or just service?
I was just sales. Yeah.
Yeah.
And I was teaching simultaneously.
Yeah. And getting a discount on guitars?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. It's the same building, too. And then I went on and was a service writer at Galesburg, Lincoln Mercury.
For years?
Yeah, well, about 7 or 8 years.
7 or 8 years, mm-hmm. Yeah. And then enough gigs in the time in your life came. What made you decide now I can get enough gigs?
I would say I'd have to credit my wife.
Yeah,
she kind of let me do that.
Yeah,
no, she went on and she got the real work, and I I just played the musician card.
Yeah,
but I've been teaching. I've been teaching since high school. I've always had a good 20 to 30 guitar students.
Yeah.
Teaching has been my primary thing, but and playing music.
What does that do for you? I mean, that's full circle. You didn't actually have, your friends taught you some things, but you didn't have a Charlie Hayes or anything like that in your life.
I'm not licensed for it. It's just a matter of sitting kids down, showing them some chord arrangements and just showing them the fundamentals and with today with YouTube and all the videos, I'm kind of surprised they
still come.
But one on one is the way to go. You usually need some guidance,
human interaction.
Right.
Yeah,
and we're getting so far away from that these days. So
I bet you got a lot of students because so many moms and dads have seen you play. And then they know when their kids pick up a guitar who they're going to go, Charlie or Sean Kistler.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And Brad Schreck. He's down there at Music Makers now, too.
Brad's amazing.
He is.
Yeah.
Not everybody wants to pick up a guitar. If you want to play mandolin or ukuleles are real popular,
right.
Banjos.
But it's not just a 12-year-old or a 16-year-old.
No, kids of all ages, people of all ages.
Yeah.
I have students that range from 8 to 80. And it's great for the teacher, too, because, kids will bring you 21 Pilots songs. You learn a lot yourself from teaching.
Yeah.
I think any teacher will testify to that.
What's the first thing you say? You say, show me what you can do?
I really just want to find what made you want to pick this instrument up in the first place. Some people are just want aggression. They love the sound of a distorted guitar.
Right.
That first power chord and they're hooked.
Yeah.
Other people, they want to play acoustics and just pretty arrangements. Some people just want to learn the Smoke on the Water riff, so they can show all their friends.
What's the first thing? What are the first chords you teach? Is it Smoke on the Water?
No, not unless they really want to learn it. But I just teach power chords. Once you can, run with some power chords. Hanson, I could show you a power chord right now and you'd probably be in here all day just having fun with it.
Yeah. You know how many people have tried to show me? I'm like, no, I don't have the patience. I'd rather just listen with my ear. It's amazing just to watch.
Well, we could take about 4 of the strings off, and you can make a power chord with 2 strings.
But how does that? Your mom's got to love that too. I mean, she was a teacher for years, and now you're doing that kind of a full circle thing. When you walk away from that on a daily basis, that's got to fill you up, kind of be gratifying for you.
Oh yeah, and really gratifying too to watch your students progress. We all know who Brian Glasgow is, man. I used to give that guy lessons, and now look at him.
He's amazing.
He's amazing.
Yeah.
So
he lives in Monmouth and plays a lot of gigs in Monmouth.
Yeah.
In a lot of bands, and he's teaching now, too. So
he is. He does play a lot with a lot of bands now.
Yeah, yeah.
Jerry and the Absolutes.
Yeah.
And he does some solo things, too.
Yeah, yeah.
But, yeah, talk about, you know, passing the torch, man. This he just runs with it. He's great.
Anybody ever come in that you teach, and, of course, you don't have to give any names, and they play, and you're just like, you're just not going to get it.
Yeah. Yeah.
You see that occasionally. Yeah.
Not everybody has a good sense of tone or rhythm even. I think
right.
That's the other thing.
Yeah.
You really want to have a good sense of rhythm, or at least just, what did Rick Nielsen always say? You know, count to four and start over again.
Yeah. Cheap Trick. Well, there's a great connection. Your bass player Jim Morgan is a massive Cheap Trick fan. You
well,
are too.
I am as well. Yeah,
yeah. Yeah. Live
right
at
next to my Kiss albums was always Cheap Trick albums.
Right. Yeah. Yeah, absolutely.
At 8 and 9 years old. You know.
Is he still sponsored by Waterstone?
Well, I think Tom Peterson at one time was sponsored by Waterstone 12-string basses.
Yeah.
And now I think he's playing Gretsch. So he's. But I'm sure he still has his Waterstone basses too.
Well, and your bass player once wrote a review for mm-hmm. Waterstone basses, and then they made him a
quality control kind of an expert.
Right.
Yeah, people called Jim from all over, you know, asking about these 12-string bass guitars.
Yeah.
Your audience is probably going, what's a 12-string bass? But yeah, that started with Tom Peterson and Cheap Trick in the early 70s.
Yeah.
They call him the inventor of the 12-string.
I said, we were going to talk about how many bands you've been in, but one for over 25 years, Dry,
yeah.
and all the musicians you played with. What was the very first one?
Strangely enough, prior to Dry, I was with Jim. We were just speaking to Jim, the 12-string bass player, with a band called Tie-Dyed Cat.
Tie-Dyed Cat.
Yeah, we played with a drummer from Prophetstown, Steve Morris. He's still out and about and playing music.
Yeah.
But yeah, we were a three-piece band called Tie-Dyed Cat.
So you made the connection with Jim right away.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. So, yeah, I've probably made Jim pretty sick of me, but, you know, we've been long time we've played music together.
From Tie-Dyed Cat, you went on, too?
Well, and then, actually, I'm just going back, because
Dry
was pretty shortly after Tie-Dyed Cat. There was Hissy Fit.
Hissy Fit with Tracy Morgan.
Tracy Morgan.
Does Tracy get out and sing much anymore? That girl's got pipes.
Oh, she does have pipes, and I think she's still getting out there and singing.
Yeah,
yeah,
yeah.
She was doing a thing called Miss Fortune for a while. I think that was a band of four or five people. So.
Right, right.
And really, other than that, I played. The very first thing I did was a thing called Sam's Garage Band, and that goes way back.
Is that with Sam Leon?
We practiced in a guy's garage. His name was Sam. No, not Sam Leon.
Not Sam Leon.
But I remember going to see Sam and Shuby and all the guys and his brother Jason.
Yeah,
yeah. They they're all still out there rocking.
Wait, what was Sam's Garage? Who was in that?
Sam's Garage Band was myself, Tommy Medina, he's a bass player, and Juan Alvarado on drums.
Okay,
yeah. And those guys were teaching me Santana songs, and I was singing in Spanish, and I don't know Spanish.
They were growing your musical brain, right?
Exactly.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. I would have never been turned on to Santana, you know, I mean, early on like that, to turn a you know, what was I, 15, 16 years old?
Yeah.
Really getting into some Santana. That was a good learning, you know, great place to start.
That's the voice of Sean Kistler, a Gatsby musician for over 30 years. He's in the band Dry. They play tonight at the 45th anniversary recognition and celebration. That's at the American Legion tonight, Warren County United Way event. Now, when you, after Sam's Garage, you took Juan over, decided he's going to be your drummer for Dry. Dry after?
Yeah, yeah. In fact, Juan was the very first drummer in Dry, and that went for a couple years.
With Shuby on bass, Mike
and
Shoemaker.
Shuby, yep. He was playing bass. In fact, and then Shuby and I went on with Nate Wells. Nate's living on the East Coast now. Do you know Nathan?
I think maybe Gabe Wells. Yeah, yeah, yeah. So he was a member of Dry for a short time.
Yes.
Yeah.
And the best looking member of the band, too. He had that nice long Fabio hair.
Nice.
No, he played with us for a good 2 or 3 years, and then we ended up with Terry Hodges playing with Dry. Kind of like the Spinal Tap with drummers.
That's amazing, yeah. But you had some great ones.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
None of them exploded into a green mist. but yeah, so after, what was it? After Terry, of course, Terry went on and played with Drophammer.
Yeah.
And plays with Bonesauce now.
But, Concrete.
we ended up getting Brandon Mary.
Yeah.
And actually, Jim
out of
played
a country
with,
band.
Well, Jim played with Brandon Mary in Free Spirit, their country band was called. And it was country.
When you said Free Spirit, I can see the t-shirt now.
Yeah. I mean, it was full on country, Vince Gill. It was, yeah. It was real. So it was nice because Brandon is more into like Yes and Rush and Primus, that kind of thing.
He reminds me of, and I'm not an aficionado in any type of music, reminds me of the sound you hear from Dry. If you're not looking at the band, it sounds like a five-piece. And a lot of that has to do with your drummer back there. Just playing with those sticks. He looks like a jazz drummer playing at times. And the sounds that man makes.
Turns into Keith Moon once in a while, too, doesn't he?
Blows me away.
Uh-huh. Nothing but arms swinging back there.
I still have on a video a great performance of us. Do you remember we did a party on the patio in Keith Gale's garage?
Knoxville?
It was a laser. No, it was here in Galesburg.
Oh.
It was a party on the patio. Do you remember
that? Wow. Faintly.
Yeah.
No. Can't you see by the look in my eye? I have no idea what you're talking about.
But you do remember the Orpheum Theater with the laser.
Oh, sure.
1999, the last day.
I still have the CD.
Yes. The last day of 1999, you guys showed up in your robes.
Oh, yeah.
And we gave away $2,000 because we were about
to 2000.
Countdown to 2000. That, I'm not kidding you, the I Will Survive cover on that. Because we recorded it and made a live album out of it.
Yeah,
Our engineer and GM, Roger Lundin, recorded the whole show. The I Will Survive bass line and the guitar solo. Sean, I'm not kidding you. It's one of the best ever. It's awesome.
Oh, well, thanks,
I wish I had a cut of it.
We kind
of
took a cue from Cake.
Yeah.
You ever hear Cake's version of I Will Survive? Yeah.
Yeah.
Now, that was a lot of fun, man.
Yep.
You remember the Pillsbury Doughboy with the noose around his neck that we hung from the rafters?
I do.
Oh, my gosh.
And you guys showed up, rolled right out of the bed. They were in robes and... That was a great time. Over
that was.
The Orpheum Theater and about...
Hanson had long hair.
100 people have that live CD. If that.
Yeah.
7:46, our first guest on Galesburg Live is Sean Kistler of the band Dry. He's going to play one more live for us.
Sure.
Sean.
Absolutely.
Coming up next, it's 93.7 FM and 1400 AM. This is WGIL.